last night we sat down, you know, the kids were asleep and you were really like, tonight we got the house cleaned up. Let's, you and I will lay down and it'll be some a nice evening. We lay down next to each other and we were like, all right, let's begin talking.
You said, do you want to talk or watch a show? I said, yeah, let's talk.
You know, this is right. Yeah, we always just rush to turn the show on. Let's talk. And so we didn't turn on the TV and we, I mean, let's just reenact. I go, oh yeah, hey, okay, let's not talk. That was nice to talk to my sister. So it sounds like they're doing well. They have two kids. They're just kind of, they're.
Yeah, it'll be fun that they're coming up here.
Yeah, yeah. I figured we'd, you know, we could go do something fun. I mean, we'll have like a bunch of kids. We'll just kind of hang at the house.
Okay.
That'll be good.
Great.
You have a good day?
That was good, yeah. and then that's about when Trey said, maybe we should just turn the show on.
I mean, can you fathom a future? We were young and in love. We could, we'd stay up till 4 a.m. talking, we'd be cuddly. And I go, wow. Not only do we not have the strength to do it, what are we going to talk about? Yep. Kids were here. We did it again. Dude, yesterday this is my first time in my whole dad journey where I was like, I would do anything to have like a Sunday that I had years ago where I lay on this couch and I don't move for
just
6 hours.
Yeah, you kept bringing that up. He's like, remember we just lay here?
And I go, we don't even, it's just so unbelievable sometimes. I can never do that again. I mean, it'd be 20 years before I do that again.
Yep.
Like besides us going on vacation, like once a year for 3 days.
Yep.
It's astonishing.
I mean, I think it's good.
Worth it.
It's worth it.
Worth it.
We're having fun.
And I'm always, at the end of the day, and then last ditch effort, we weren't talking. So I go to like kiss you. And then Eva kisses me more than you. And that's where I'm at. And it's a strange reality. And it's okay.
It's just,
it is funny. I tell this to you. I go, listen, I get it. You're 5 weeks postpartum. Of course you don't want to touch me or have any energy, but I do. It does still bother me.
Mm-hmm. And I told him, I'm sorry.
I should be also open about that.
Yeah. I'm sorry that it bothers you. I still love you. And
thank you.
It will change one day, but right now,
get away from me.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay.
Very good. We have a great episode for y'all. Thank you for all the love in the last few episodes. We're back. Last week we were so tired. Less tired today. I'm feeling pretty good.
Good. Yeah. I actually let me sleep. So
you're feeling good.
Yeah.
I know it's bad when Katie, we have a deal about you're like mostly getting up because we're in this phase and you said, hey, go. You woke me up. And then we had a weird combo 5:45 a.m. I go, so I'm just getting up for the day now. And you were kind of like, you again, gaslighting me even half awake, which I'm impressed by. You go, I mean, I guess if you feed them fast enough, you could maybe go back to sleep for 20 minutes. I go, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's what I try to do. So I was just no, that's what.
But it was nice to have an hour to be awake before the toddler started screaming at me. So that was like, I slept enough. I feel good.
It's starting to be like, I'm starting to feel that we kind of have been trading off to where like, I get up with him at night, you get up with the toddlers in the morning, I sleep a little bit more. It's starting to not be worth that extra hour of sleep catching up because a lot of times you're doing it until you have to work or something. And so it's like, hey, Katie, wake up. Here's all the kids. And you got to feed the baby and get dressed. I'll let
you sleep every possible minute. So you have to get up and take care of three kids within 30 seconds of opening your eyes. And you're welcome.
Right. And then really sweet. It just doesn't make for a super good morning for me. I'm not going to lie because
that's awful.
I
got to maximize the sleep.
I like have to feed him. The kids are whining because they haven't seen me yet. And then like getting dressed and eating breakfast and having my coffee turned into a 3 hour process. Suddenly I like,
well, we're feeling good today. We've got a great episode coming up.
Yep.
So like, subscribe, send this to someone in your life. Okay. Maybe it'd be maybe it's someone you met at a kids park. I mean, people at kids parks.
You are.
Go to your local park and meet people and send them this. That's that'll a good work. Idea. We just put stickers on local parks or something for our podcast. Oh,
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We could have one of our, we could have our kids just like passing them out.
Well, I mean, they're, that's always been my plan. You know, they'll be, Thomas will just go to school with like treykeeney.com/tour on his shirt.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, of course. Let's do this. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
I really am. I was talking to my buddies about this. I'm going to, you know, kids, Thomas is old enough. He's really starting to interact with other kids, which caused you to meet more parents more. And I'm just finding myself yearning for human interactions more, with adults. And I'm like, it's bringing me back because I'm out in these public settings and I'm going up to a guy. It reminds me of, you know, laying it all the line, trying to meet a pretty girl.
Oh, wow. Just like, is that similar?
I like your shirt. I noticed your shirt, man. I like your shirt. Did you go to?
That's what you've been saying.
Did you go to? you big you know whatever they're wearing. You big Kansas fan. Yeah, man. You know I went there. You go, yeah. Well. I get. While we're talking, my name's Trey, and
your approach and to like, talk yeah, to guys get is my number, man. His shirt.
Get my number. You know what it's? Do you know how much it gets your heart racing to give another man your number? It's way more nerve wracking than any girl I talked to at a bar 10 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
And I go, yeah, just, and I went home that day and I'm thinking through the text. I'm kind of, you type it out and you backspace. No, that's too much.
Wow.
You send the text and they don't spread it. You're like, why isn't he responding? Did it come on too strong or?
I mean, this makes sense because aside from me who you took as your wife, I think that overall you preferred.
Okay, you spit it out. Oh my gosh. Let's lock in here. That was the longest sentence.
Hanging with the boys over the girls anyway. So it makes sense that approaching a guy and trying to befriend a guy was that nerve-wracking for you because I feel like it's very important to you.
And we got a new neighbors apparently. We met them. They just moved in. They have little kids and all.
Did you get their number?
And I just, it's kind of like too, when you see maybe a pretty girl like at a, somewhere like a coffee shop and you kind of like linger near. I'll just kind of linger by the back fence. Maybe they're back there. Oh, ha ha. And I'm doing all that.
This sounds so bad. Desperate.
I told my buddies, I go, we should do a game. We should do a guy's night. Each one of us brings a guy and see who can bring the best guy. A guy should be doing more of this. And yeah, you're making fun of me. I don't care. Because back in the day, you used to maybe, let's go hang out, bring a girl, bring some girls. And that was cool. I go, yo, these two guys are my neighbors and they're really cool. And the guys will be like, I'm like, don't be nervous. Just talk to them.
I don't think that that's that weird to bring other friends to your friend group. It's just all the other kind of like stalking-ish behavior.
Not for you girls. You girls go through you go through friends like shoes. Us men, it's a nerve-wracking because if you meet a guy and clicked a little too much, I mean, you're kind of bound for life.
Oh my gosh.
Well, think of all my friends. I've known them for a decade, 2 decades.
I was going to say more than a decade. Yeah. Just, you're old.
Derek, how many do you have friends that you've had for decades? Decade?
Yeah. There was a shift of like college friends leaving to then, adult friends. So, mm-hmm.
But I bet you got out of college, you met a guy and now he's still by your side.
The fire pit was the magic to finding the cool guys. You guys need
fire
to
put
out the smoke signal.
Mm, let's just start a fire in our yard.
Yeah. Let's burn our yard. It'll bring all the neighbors by.
Mm-hmm.
I did say we should, in August, have a driveway party like Derek suggested.
Your driveway's perfect for it. I'm upset you guys haven't done something for it yet. But
I need a little more time before people are coming over here that much. But I think that we can do that. In a few weeks.
Fall's about to be here. It's going to be nice nights.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. When it's a little cooler outside. Yeah. We don't want to do fire. It's too hot right now.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. I just want to make sure you'll be back. You'll be firing all cylinders. Sentences coming out.
I didn't say that.
Well, let's pretend. So I'm like one of the moms down the street and like, oh, so there's a live fire in your driveway. See, that's not a good start. You didn't even speak. How are you going to make any friends, Katie?
What are you saying to me? Why did this?
Oh wow, live fire in your driveway.
Yeah, it's for come on. Oh, okay. Would you like a drink? Oh, do you want to hang out?
Of course. Oh, sure. Why not?
Why not? Katie.
What's your name? Okay, hi, I'm What's Denise. Your name?
Denise?
Mm-hmm.
How old are you, Denise?
Oh, no.
That sounds like a really old name. I don't think you're my age. I'm
39.
Oh, okay. Your mom liked kind of like the older names.
Yeah, you sound a lot like my husband.
Your what?
A boy who was my husband. Oh, that's what I call him.
You're divorced?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any
kids?
So
I'm down to drink. What do you got, huh?
Do you have any kids?
Yeah, not this weekend.
Oh, you're fun. You look fun skinny. Mom,
huh? Ozempi?
No, just...
You GLP fun?
I am not, just a lot of fun running around with the kids.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should smile more.
Okay, yeah, enjoy your drink.
Your daughter's kind of got the RBF too.
Enjoy your drink, just whatever you want. I'm going to go meet some more people.
This. Yeah, we need to work on this. From this angle right now, it looks like you have a bob.
How does it look?
Only to me. I get, no one can know. Oh, I think it looks really depressing. Just because of what it signifies.
Like, what does it signify?
How you're already, it's kind of like it's one of the last things you're holding on to of your youth.
Oh my gosh. That is no, really deep.
Because you have three kids and you're so tired. If you showed up in a bob, people would be like, this.
She's given up? Is that what it signals?
I think people would be worried for your mental health. They go, I mean, you look really cute though. The way it's crazy how much it looks like from my POV, but I would just be like, oh my gosh, I don't.
I mean, the only time I've ever suggested that to you totally is like now. In the middle of the night. If you've been out of town and I'll send you a picture with my hair kind of like stuck like this, you know, be like, should I do this?
Yeah, your mascara's run. You've been crying.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, maybe reconsider in the morning.
Yeah, sleep on it. No, I do. It is tough to meet boys. Boys are tough to talk to. And this is what I really like having a daughter. I'm very grateful. I'm grateful for us mainly for later in life because, I mean, you get maybe 10 years with a boy and then they never talk to you again.
I mean, you have four brothers. Who was going to take care of us when we were old if we didn't have Eva?
Hey, well, listen to this. I mean, y'all, we were random day. Her dad sent just out of the blue a really nice note to the family group text. It was like a cute video of a boy being excited that his dad was coming home. And he just sent it. He said, this is what I do it for, guys. I honor my lifetime to be your father, and I'm just so blessed to know all of you, and I'm so grateful to have raised you, and I'm so proud of who you've become, and now that I get to see some of you follow in my footsteps and be a great father and parent, it just brings me great joy. I'm so blessed. Thank the Lord. Thank you. Four brothers, zero respond. I go, do I respond? It's not even my dad, but I go, oh my gosh. This is what it's like to be a dad. I will have to prepare myself. This boy, Miles, I'm gonna give him a heartfelt crying note one day. And he'll just be like, I'll leave that one on read.
I'm just hoping.
That's all we'll do is what they do.
I'm hoping
what we
that
do.
My dad sees two of my brothers most days. So I'm hoping that maybe they said something in person. What are the chances?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They go, you know what? Yeah, right. I think most guys would do that. You go, not only... I'm going to ignore this because I want to make sure I look him in the eye when I thank him for this note. There's 0% chance that happened. You took 8 hours to respond because you're quite busy, but I was like, this guy's got... You talk about being a man trying to communicate with other men. It's nerve-wracking. Yeah, you know what you're going to get.
That's a good point. I'm never good with my phone. I usually don't know where it is. And I don't really like texting, and it's just really at an all-time high right now. I want to burn it. I don't want it. I don't.
What?
My phone.
Miles?
No!
Oh my gosh. I was like,
I just
give them differently than that. But yeah.
I think that signifies that I'm just like a little overwhelmed with life, and I don't really want to like deal with people trying to contact me 24/7. You know what I mean? I have a lot of unread messages on there that I just feel I can't even get myself to open.
My favorite thing these days is Thomas is a cuddler. He loves to cuddle up next to me with our Lola blanket. Mm-hmm. We gave Lola blankets with our parents. I think your parents' dog stole one of the Lola blankets. So were complaining about that. We go, well, lucky for you, Lola has a pet bed.
It's the same softness as the blankets.
They sent us one. Our kids love it.
Our kids that's love awesome. The dog bed.
They're like, we want to sleep here. It's a big, we got the big one. They have different sizes, but it's the same soft, lovely feel in that the Lola blanket has now in a dog bed. I mean, that Lola does it all. It's the best blanket in the world. It's so the best great. Dog bed in the world for you pet people. And we have an offer for you guys. So for y'all have pet dogs, cats, I don't know, maybe iguanas could lay in them, whatever pet you have.
Sure, yeah. Bunnies, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we going to be bunnies soon?
All right.
Lola has over 20,000 five-star reviews. I want you to feel it, you know why. There's a reason it's called the world's number one blanket. It's next level. They have different colors, sizes, you name it. And the Lola pet bed is here now in three sizes, small, medium, large. You can choose the best fit depending on your pet size and how they like to sleep. For a limited time, our listeners can get 40% off at Lola Blanket. So select Lola Blanket products. You can get 40% off with code CORRECTOPINIONS. Head to lolablankets.com and use code CORRECTOPINIONS. All one word, no space, CORRECTOPINIONS at checkout to get 40% off your order. After you purchase, tell them we sent you. Support the show. Please go now. Perfect gift for yourself or someone you love. Wrap yourself in luxury with Lola Blankets. And I've been calling you type B mom a lot. You're leaning into the type.
More and more.
Yeah. Because we do that, right? When you get really stressed and tired, you go to your extremes. And I've had moments where I lash out in type A. Mm-hmm. And then you were like, you.
I kind of just shut down.
Yeah. Like your armpits are hairy. And
they are not.
I'm kidding.
They are That's not. True.
By the way, if you're watching, Miles is gone. She did get rid of him. Yeah. You know.
I had to. Wow. He had a lot of gas.
How are you feeling? Is the first time you've not really had him by your side for like more than 10 minutes? How are we feeling right now?
I don't love it.
You don't love it?
Yeah, I don't.
Well, unfortunately, he was ruining the show and he was going. You forget this about babies. They do.
They actually are. You think that they're just like really quiet, but they're kind of not. They're. Yeah.
But he is old enough where he's smiling, which is so unbelievable.
Cute. Oh my gosh.
And I've twice now gotten like a big lap, big smile into a tiny laugh, like a. I gotten that much
like
of
a little
laugh
noise.
Like, oh my gosh. It's so great.
This morning I was nursing him and he was like, as I'm nursing him, looking up at me and like smiling. And it was really cute.
Yeah. The other day, I go my whole day without touching him or seeing him.
You do, yes.
Because I'm either working or with the toddlers.
Yeah.
And so it's like we kind of get to the end of the day. I'm like, hey, my son. And that happened yesterday. I go, hey, Miles. And you could tell he heard dad's voice and he just smiled ear to ear.
Yeah.
Go, oh, my. I said this to you, too. Yesterday, I was like so tired. I wish I could not be with them. And then we went outside and the toddlers were playing and being like picture. Those moments as a parent where you're like the perfect experience where they're like joyful and adorable and loving and you're like, this is unbelievable. And then an hour later you're like, what are we doing? But at one point I was out there with them and we were all holding hands, the three of us in a circle dancing.
That's really cute.
They're like, let's all hold hands. We just start dancing in a circle. I was like, this is like heaven on earth. And then an hour later one of them skins his knee and he cries for 20 minutes. You've got to stop crying. Or whatever. It's amazing. What a roller coaster. This was funny the other day. It was a family pictures. We got through that.
Yes.
And you were ready right on time. You fully ready. Outfit, hair, kids ready, everything.
Uh-huh. I was really proud. I said, Trey, look, the photographer is not even here. And the entire family of five is ready. I want to make note of this.
So over the years, there's been much of, you know, Katie's my in-laws are in town and we'll kind of get to the end of maybe a night. I go, I mean, you kind of got to give me credit. I'm like, I interact with your family really well. I helped cook the amazing meal. Like I kind of, again, I really like affirmation. So I'm like, I kind of kill it. And your famous line, Katie loves to go, I'm not going to congratulate you on something you're supposed to do. It's what you've said to me all through our marriage. We're sitting there. And we're all right, about to be here. And I could tell you want it all. You go, aren't you amazed? Because this is your issue of being ready on time. You go, I'm fully ready on time. Kids ready on time. And I go, I'm not going to congratulate you on something you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked out the room and like I turned the corner and I was like, ah, yes. It felt so good to say that.
Did it?
It did. Yes!
I was still proud of myself because that was the first time we got the family of five already. And I still stand by my being proud of that.
We left a children's birthday party. What do you think it is? Backyard, hot. We all went. 1 month old, you postpartum, two toddlers, me. We left. And kind of in a way of like in denial, I go, that was really fun. That was like good. That was fun. And you go, yes, fine. Like you had fun, right? You go, it was fine. I'm glad we did it. I go, come on, it was fun. What'd you say? Oh, come on. Just say you had fun. Can we just be positive? You had fun?
I just said, I'm 1 month postpartum and I was outside for kids' birthday party and sweating with a really relatively heavy newborn on me the whole time. And I said, it was just fine. I went. It was fine.
Yeah.
I do feel like I've always been pretty, I've always been blunt, but I do feel like this level I'm getting to right now is pushing me even further to just be like, this is how it is. I'm not going to, I think I am a positive person. I'm not going to be like a negative person, but I just feel like there's moments where I'm like, I'm not going to pretend that I enjoyed that, to be honest. I'm just not.
I do really appreciate how I've seen you for the first time as a mom, like lose your cool and kind of break. Of course you do. We all do. But it's nice. It's kind of like your good friend growing up who was like the goody-goody and they slip up and like do something wrong. Like they cuss or something. And like, it kind of makes you feel good. You're like, oh, okay. That part, they're human too. But like if they mess up, that makes you feel good. It's like when you, Katie, you finally go, mommy is not doing that. And I go, oh, that makes me feel, I feel like I do that 10 times a day. She does that once a month. That makes me feel good. We're all human here.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, see, daddy, you lost his cool. You know how mommy does that too? They're like, yeah, that one time.
I have been, but it's okay. We're all doing good. We're all doing good.
Let's get some correct opinions. That's what the name of the show is, right? Correct opinions. Yes. Do you have one?
I do.
Okay.
This is my like final stance on this because I've heard different opinions. My final stance is that I do think it is easier to be pregnant with toddlers than it is to have a newborn with toddlers. I've heard the opposite a bunch. I've heard that people, you're like so tired with being pregnant and it's way harder. I disagree.
Wait. Oh, I misheard that. You said
it's way easier to be pregnant with two toddlers than it is to be with a newborn. I am way more tired, I feel like, physically when I was pregnant. But this is like way more like emotionally complex, harder. Of like trying to divide my time and make sure that the newborn is taken care of and eating and they are. And there's a lot more like emotional juggling than it is when it was just me pregnant. I could just suck it up and do whatever I needed to do. I can't just like make Miles like suck it up and not eat for 30 minutes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I feel like a lot of people are like, it's way easier once the baby's out.
That's a debate. You're on the side of, pregnancy easier.
Yeah.
What do you think is easier for the husband? Which one? If you had to think and choose.
I think you would say having the baby out, having the newborn.
Is harder than you being pregnant?
No, easier.
Easier, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's because I'm, by the end of the day with being pregnant.
Yeah, pregnant you just was really mean to me. And then postpartum you just kind of.
Sad.
More sadness. Yeah, the anger's turned to sad.
I did cry on the way to the birthday party that we went to too.
So. Oh yeah. Dude, that's one of my favorites. It's like back in the day, maybe you pull over, let's talk it out. And in my head I go, once we get to the party, she'll get figured out.
It was my own issue. It wasn't sometimes like you fighting about something.
You look to your spouse and you go, because you could tell I didn't even have the energy to help you.
No,
you knew.
He just didn't.
I just go, I don't know what you want me to do. I go, listen, I'm not crying, but internally I am. We're doing the same thing right now. Yeah. So let's just both have our own little come apart, mm-hmm. and we'll go enjoy this party.
Yeah.
Enjoy is a stretch.
Mine was, which is very like classic Katie meltdown, is that I didn't have anything to wear. And that was the last straw for me.
My correct opinion is that fantasy football should be a turn on. It's back, Katie. Why? I've got some festivities this weekend to start getting draft order going. Best fantasy football brings out the best in men and shows what the men are capable of. Organization, camaraderie, bonding, research, competition. These are all some of the best qualities of any man, many you've ever met, that you've ever known.
Well, what it shows is that men can do those things for something that they want, but they can't do it for other things in life, is usually what it shows, which is maybe worse.
I would agree with that, but not. I would agree with that. But let me tell you this.
All right.
And I really want your honest opinion. I've been playing fantasy football for 20 years. Mm-hmm. I've multiple leagues. Mm-hmm. I'm in two leagues right now. And I'll let you know this. I could have done more.
Wow.
Say it.
I'm not.
I'm in two leagues. And guess what? I have 20 years of data to back this up. I'm good at fantasy football. I'm always among the top. I've won championships. I'm in the playoffs a lot. I compete. This is real. There's guys that are bad at it. There's guys that are good at it. And I have been proven to be good at it. I've been proven to be good at being your husband, father, and fantasy football. Doesn't that make you feel a little good? Imagine you
I'm
go,
really
hey,
trying
you know,
to have an open mind right now.
Like big group of friends, you know, all the girls, mm-hmm. and they're laughing. Like Trey's like always bad at fantasy football because there's a couple of these guys. Your husband's one of the worst at fantasy football. It's been like years that he's really bad at it. Ick. Would you feel a little? Be dead serious. Is there any part of you that would go, that's kind of, I don't like that. I want my husband to be good at things.
That particular thing, I really don't care.
Come on!
If they said,
then fine, you're not getting any of my winnings.
If they said,
when I win, it's my money.
If they said, yeah, like when our husbands go out and like play football together or play sport together, like, yeah, Trey's usually like pick last. He's not very good. That gives me the ick. I wouldn't want that.
Okay.
But like, to me, I'm just kind of like, oh, he's bad at fantasy football. That means he's probably just not like wasting his time doing research. So that's fine with me.
So what if they tell you it's annoying. Trey's really good at this every year. That would be, you'd feel a little.
A little like maybe you're spending too much time on it.
Wow. Well, I'm not. And mm-hmm. I have strategies. I have a knack for it. Yeah. And it's back, and I think it says a lot about a guy. I think the guys you think, I bet you could, of all the guys you know, I bet you could pick the ones that are good, the ones that are bad. It says a lot about a guy.
Hmm. Uh-huh. Okay.
His how in tune he is with, you know, decision making and intuition.
Yeah, I think this is an argument for like how every girl doesn't want the nice guy.
Mm.
Katie, I had one year where I was really bad in my NCAA. March Madness bracket. Mm. I don't think we've recovered, you know, the physical bond since then. I don't know. Yeah. I think there's something to it. Like, so.
Wow.
It is. Trust me. I'd walk a little different. Like if I went on a drought and I was bad a few years in a row, I'd start walking a little different. My posture would change. It would change our marriage.
We would have to go to counseling.
So it's my year, man.
Well, I'm still waiting to find out. You know, there's a girls' league that I have pretty much the only one who's not taking part in our, because it's a league based off of our like small group. So all the guys are in one. And then the girls a few years ago was like, well, we should do that too. Like the guys are bonding over it. And I was like, why would we've talked about this on the podcast before. But I'm like, why would we do that?
So bad at hobbies.
I'm not doing that.
They just have to like, I guess we'll do one of theirs. And they're like, don't even really want to do it. You girls got to come up with some hobbies. We are so good at it.
Yeah.
Well, we can do all sorts of
them. That's a whole other conversation. But I feel like this year they're like, okay, well, so-and-so didn't do it last year. She wants to do it this year. That means there's an odd number. So Katie, you're the last girl standing. You have to do it this year. That was the last conversation I had a few months ago, and I'm
just say you'll do it, and I'll literally, you won't even have the app, I'll control it. I'll just beat the brakes off of your friends.
They'll know that it's you doing it.
They're like, why is Katie being so mean in the chat? Yeah, I'll just be, you're going down, Becca.
Yeah, they would know that I wasn't doing that.
All right, great. Let's do it.
So TBD on that. I haven't heard anything. I'm not part of the group message or anything, so I don't know. But
all right, let's get to fan submissions. Thanks for sending in your submissions. Rexies, we always want to hear from y'all. Go to correctopinions, or I'm sorry, go to treykennedy.com/correctopinions. treykennedy.com/correctopinions. Enter a submission. We will read it.
Okay,
unless
wait.
It's really weird.
One more thing before I forget, because my brain will forget it. We've talked about on the podcast before several times, like about solicitors and people coming to the door.
Yes.
For the first time ever yesterday, this guy, I was nursing on the couch, thankfully covered up right before he looked in straight into my door at me on the couch and rang the doorbell, just locked eyes with me. And I just looked at him and put my hand up like a wave, looked away and walked away. I did not go to the door.
Did he ring the doorbell or anything?
Did he ring the doorbell? Oh yeah, he rang it.
Oh really? What, after he saw you, was he pestered or
no?
Did he say something?
He probably saw you turn the corner. Looked like Emily Rose.
Look pretty awful yesterday.
It's like, oh my god!
It was when you were in the shower, so I had you and Thomas were running around the living room, and I was like with the baby, and I just kind of looked at him, and I was just like, not gonna answer that.
What do you think he was selling?
I really don't know. It was very unclear. He definitely had some sort of clipboard of sorts. Oh. And he looked very jokester funny. Like he was kind of doing a bunch of like 1 minute, you know, this kind of thing. And I was just kind of like, and I just walked away from him.
Yeah, they're so bizarre. They got the solicitors, man. What are they taking? They got to be on like
I really don't
cocaine or something. They go... I saw a guy went. I did the whole through the window, just like, no, dude, I'm not going to talk to you. He had on like a weird tie, and he was like dancing. And you're like,
the majority of them are like ex-Mormons. You know that?
Oh yeah. There's so many of the door-to-door companies are ex-Mormon.
Yeah, like they're all based in Utah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, they've just door-to-door is their thing.
I
just love it.
Part of me when I wanted to know, like, it's Sunday afternoon. What are you selling today? But
he's not Mormon.
I wasn't. I wasn't curious enough to answer it, but that was the first time I've ever done that.
The whole playbook. They come to the door. They go, hey, we're running. It's a sale. Your lucky day.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happens I'm here where there's a sale. And then it's like all your neighbors are doing it. So then it's like I can knock even more money off because I'm already here. So
wait.
It's like pop over to your house one time. I'll knock some more money off. It's usually $3,200. Sign up right now. No questions. $250.
Literally, the middle school boys did that to you, didn't they?
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Training them up? Well, we got a bunch of, we're window washing. You know, all your neighbors are signed up. So while we're at it, some of it will probably splash onto your windows anyway. So we'll just like get it cleaned up. Get off my property, dude.
It was really funny. They were very young boys that came up and did that little sales pitch.
Like, yeah, every one of your neighbors, they said if you don't do it, they might, you know, they might dox you or... It's just, I'll never forget that guy that got me when I first moved in. I've not dealt with one since, but he managed to get in our backyard.
Yeah, you really let him in.
Harassing
yeah.
me.
He was good. He was good at his job. Yeah.
I was just like, man, I can't stop talking to this guy. Yeah. I'm really excited to encounter one again because I feel like I'm confident enough for him to be like, listen, man, I there's nothing you can say. You've got to leave. Because that last guy, I was like, I did the whole let me call my wife. Or like, let me blame the wife excuse. He's like, I bet she'll say yes. I was like, what, did you take her to dinner last night? What?
Or if they time it just right. I think 2 weeks ago, if a stranger came to the door, you would have welcomed him into our house for a drink.
Come on in.
I think that you would have done that.
Forget the pest control, man. I want you to meet my buddies.
Yeah, I think you were desperate enough for some interaction.
Flip the script a little. You just got a pest you can't get rid of, pal.
Yeah.
I got 3 under 3 and a wife that won't talk to me. I need somebody.
Yeah. I think you would have done that. You would have been like, let's go to the patio right now. Yeah.
You spend the next 8 hours with me drinking beers. I'll sign up for a month.
Yeah.
But you have to hang out with me once a month.
I honestly think you would have done that.
Spray for bugs and we'll go grab a happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did I give a correct opinion?
You were on a fan submissions.
I can't remember that. Okay, fan submissions. Traykid.com/correct opinions. Hit us up. We want to hear from you. Someone wrote in, hey, Trey Kitty, family man Derek, longtime listener here, looking for some wedding advice. Oh, you know weddings.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you and Katie had to have an original smaller wedding with COVID and then a larger one the next year. I'm curious about any particular things you did to make the second wedding still feel very special and meaningful if you did another ceremony or a vow renewal. My situation is that I'm having a destination wedding out of the country. But the official paperwork and courthouse wedding or religious ceremony is to be done just before we leave here in the U.S. with just the two of us. I'm worried that knowing we are already legally married will make our actual wedding overseas feel less meaningful or sentimental, even though I know that this is when we will exchange our personal vows and truly commit to each other in front of our families. Any advice? Thanks. A loyal rectee.
I feel like the second wedding felt like maybe not just as special, but very special just in a different way, because we were doing it with our friends and family, which our first wedding, we really just had our family there and we each had like two friends. So I feel like it was just special in a different way to like be able to celebrate with all of your friends and all of your family.
I just wonder are they going to go to the courthouse and do like a really meaningful little signing, or is it just kind of like
Because
I would almost say do the courthouse thing after you come back.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Now, is this like a sweet religious couple where they're like, well,
they're not going to be legally married.
Can we do the fantasy suite without the paperwork? And you go, yeah, I mean, yes. The whole reason if you're religious is because you're married in God's eyes now. That's fine. You go home and do it legally.
The tax stuff doesn't mean anything
yet. Yeah. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
If you really want it. But as a man, I really enjoyed that our big, big party wedding day was the most fun, but that we, like, saying yes to the altar the first time, like the time is, you know, the whole afternoon, the whole day, it's so emotional and overwhelming.
Yeah.
And our big party wedding was like pure fun. We've been married for a year.
Yeah.
It's very unique. But, you know, I guess it was also the whole thing that we don't know what it's like to have your whole big one wedding day also be the moment you're getting married.
Right.
So maybe that would have been special and the overwhelming part would have made it fun. I don't know. The biggest thing I loved is that we all just hang with our friends after.
Yeah.
I pitched that even with our first wedding.
Right. And I wasn't going to let you do that.
No.
Trey. So.
And I go, wow. All right. Someone has the hots for me. It made me feel special. Mm-hmm. So. How times have changed. We are miles away from that.
funny.
Kitty, your dad's speech got me like ramped up too. So that was.
Oh, yeah.
That was cool.
It was a good one.
Good dad's speech.
Yeah.
My dad grateful is a good, for that. He's dude, a good public speaker. Dude,
you go
to these weddings,
you go, as I get older, I go, there's just no excuse for a 50 plus year old man not to be reasonable at this. You go to some of these weddings, this grown man, you go, have you spoken to anyone in your life? They're rambling. They're saying weird stuff.
Or they just stand up and say like one sentence.
That too. It's like, somebody's like, you needed to thoughtfully prepare this, but not a 10 page essay. Also, yeah, more than two sentences. That's what strikes me at these.
Yeah.
But it's a tricky spot. I've done a best man speech or two. I don't think I'm done with my speeches, I guess, until that's what's tough in the South too, in the Oklahoma, all these weddings. I was like 22 doing best man speeches, 23 mm-hmm. doing my sister's wedding speech. I mean, mm-hmm. it was trash.
Kyle was 18 when he did his best man speech for my brother, for Dylan. I mean, yeah, he did a good job, but he was 18.
I don't remember that at all. I was there, wasn't I?
You were there, yeah.
We were dating?
We were dating.
Just friends?
We were not just, we were never just friends.
Was he allowed in the pictures or not? The family pictures? Did Trey have to stand to the side?
Great question.
You were not in the pictures, so we must have not been engaged, right?
Yeah, I don't care. I probably wasn't in the pictures even.
Oh, it was 2018. We were just dating. Yeah.
Might have been a thing where if I'm in photos, I would have had to charge your family a fee.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
But I'll give you the family discount now. That's one of my favorite bits to my buddies. You know, I've waived my appearance fee to be here. Is that a funny bit to my friends?
I'm sure they love it. Yeah. I'm sure once you've said it like 10 times, they love it even more.
Yeah. Do you think it's funny?
Then
when we kind of resume, should I say it?
You should not say it. No. No.
By the way, I've waived my fee. Appearance.
Yeah, there will be no resuming.
Oh, we're having fun. Look at us. We haven't talked without that thing present in his whole life.
Yeah. Oh, a whole 5 weeks. Oh,
he's
wow.
So cute, though.
Yeah, the smiles
he's
are really
gargantuan.
Cute.
It's getting weird.
Yeah.
And like any proper adult, we just keep talking about the kids. I bring it back to the kids. Okay, parents, how are we feeling? Summer's almost over. We just do a little daycare a couple days a week, but the kids need some. And not because I want to be away from them. They need some.
They need some friends.
They do.
Yeah.
It's like our two-year-old daughter's waking up going, friends come over today?
Friends come over, yeah.
You're like, oh my gosh, these people.
We don't leave the house. Yeah, we don't leave the house so much
know.
Right now.
When we were kids, summer meant freedom. No homework, no teachers, no school. And as adults, summer still means freedom thanks to Mint Mobile. How about that segue?
Nice.
They have a big summer sale, y'all. Right now, all of Mint's plans are $15 a month, even unlimited. So you want a great way to save some cash real quick. You don't need to overpay for these networks when Mint Mobile can do the same thing. It has coverage on T-Mobile 5G network, premium wireless, $15 a month. Choose from 3, 6, or 12-month plans. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile. It's so easy. Sign up online to get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So go right now to mintmobile.com/Trey. That's mintmobile.com/Trey. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Trey. That's it. There is no catch. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, $180 for 12 months. Plan required, $15 per month equivalent. Tax and fees extra. Initial plan term only. Greater than 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. Includes up to 20 gigabyte hotspot. Capable device required. Availability, speed, and coverage varies. See mintmobile.com. Someone wrote in, do you have to keep every piece of art your kid makes? My daughter comes home from preschool with approximately 700 pieces of construction paper every month, it seems. I feel like I'm also throwing them away, but still, I don't know where I keep all these. So sometimes I wait until she's asleep and I dispose of them. Like I'm covering up a crime. Are you keeping all these?
I have not.
Okay.
I feel like it depends on...
Until it's good.
Honestly, it depends on the skill. There have been several things that have been brought home that were just like 3 circle stickers on this like fake t-shirt of like a teddy bear drawn. I'm like, we're not keeping
trash. That's trash.
But
literally
I kept
trash.
Like a cute little thing from Mother's Day. I think I've kept like 3 or 4 things from last year that were like, you know, you could tell he probably like actually cared about it or it was cute or whatever. But
I've never, is that a new trend? Cause my mom kept all the, we have like scrapbooks and photos of us, but the art that we did, I mean, she probably has a couple pieces, but you know, that was a new trend I see where you can get a custom book where they like digitize your children's artwork.
Yeah.
And you could flip through and like, look how bad your art was. Look when you were 4 and you couldn't draw.
I think people
That'd be sweet
are
to look back on
mostly
day.
Doing that if it's like good art. If they're like, wow, this 4-year-old can really draw.
Kind of get ahead of that when he's a famous artist. You go, well, look at the archives here. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess you need to start. I need to figure out some sort of... Yeah, process for that. If we're gonna have a box, or...
I'm big on trash and stuff. I
mean, you are not sentimental at all. So,
No. I want to keep the memories. We really try to document with photos and videos from time to time, and really trying to make sure I keep up with the second and now especially the third child.
You're doing good with that.
Because you can tell. You go, our firstborn has 1,000 photos of his first life. Mm-hmm. You get the third kid. You go, oh, we're not even sure what was going on.
You still need to make Eva's first year photo book.
Oh, you got to put that together. Oh, all right. One more. Let's do one more. Then we'll. Cause how long?
43.
All in. Okay. I want to get to a couple of funny clips, and I have a fun segment at the end. Okay. Someone wrote in. My husband will clean the kitchen, but leave one thing undone. He'll do everything. Wipe the counters. He'll load the dishwasher. He'll make sure the sink's clean, but then he'll leave one random pan sitting out on the stove. Or like he'll leave one single cup in the sink. And when I ask, he say it's soaking. I go, well, that's been soaking since Obama, it seems. Please clean it up. Any thoughts? Does Trey do this, Katie?
I sent this in.
What?
I'm just kidding. I did not. But yes, you do this. Oh my gosh. We've never discussed this because I just kind of like let it go. But it is a wild. It is a wild thing that you do when you're like, yeah, I got the kitchen. I'll clean it up. And then for some reason, like in the corner of the island or like off to the side, there's a little pile of like
your stuff.
Nope. There'll be like a bag of shredded cheese in this pile that wasn't put in the fridge. And like one time there was like a single like waffle just like chilling on the counter.
I've noticed like, your energy and your sentences are really coming out quick now.
Yeah.
You're really kind of locked in now.
I've never been able to like open. I've never discussed this with you, but it really annoys me. And I'm glad that this listener could help us talk about it.
Well, can I be honest? Can I say something?
Sure.
There are times when I go, all right, I'm going to do this dishwasher. And then it's like, oh my gosh, I want this to end so bad. And I'll like do most of it. And I'll think, well, she should be pretty pleased with that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't, when he asked me to do it, I did like 90% of it. So I feel like you should do the 10. It's what I'm just being honest. And that.
And
that,
I know that's what you think.
So is that better than doing 0%?
I mean, hardly. I'd rather you do 90, but you need to do all of it because when I clean the kitchen, I do all of it. So when you clean the kitchen, you need to do all of it.
Well, I've once heard you. I heard you talking with a friend one day. You go, I kind of like cleaning the kitchen. It's like satisfying.
I do think so.
Well, let me bless you.
No, that doesn't mean that
I want to saw my own arms off when I'm doing it. I don't want to do it so bad.
You don't want to clean anything.
That's not true.
What do you want to clean?
Well, I'm team keep it clean.
The only way I'm married to keep it clean is to continuously clean it. Is the only way to keep it clean.
No,
and the only way to keep it clean is to not leave random little piles of stuff after you clean it.
And you've witnessed this. As I'm cooking, I'm really pleased with how I'm cleaning as I cook. So I get to the, and it's all efficient. It's all mapped out. It's a dance. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's poetic. And by the time I get to the end of my cooking meal, everything else is clean. That's what I do. You just la la la. You trash the place, and then you go, let's do a big cleaning session.
I would say mostly that's because when you are doing a
I did the la la la
fun cooking thing.
It felt like too much.
You're kind of like, I like just let you do it, and I'm taking care of the kids throughout the day. I'm trying to do that while I'm holding another kid or a kid is crying on my leg.
Here's what I think.
So that's why.
Here's what I think. I've had the kids by myself before, and I do believe the house is cleaner.
I don't think that's true.
I just wanted to see with the rage. Now, I do also believe
that you ignore them.
I am ignoring them.
Yes.
And I'm saying, leave me alone because I must do these things.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't help it. I love them so much. I'm such a good mom. So you know, I guess there's a give and take there.
There is.
So lesson is, when I come home and the house is trashed, you've loved them incredibly well.
That is true.
That really is true. I should reframe it like that.
Yeah. I would rather take care of my kids than have a perfectly clean house.
See, I disagree. But that's what makes this a great pair.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, opposites attract.
So you should do that last 10% of the kitchen. Okay, since you are
fun. All right, let's do a couple clips. Okay, play the second one on that list first. The story's gonna pop right in your head when this is a funny clip about where we've reached the toddler age where he's just blurting out crazy
apologizing
stuff to
strangers for some of the inappropriate things said by my loudmouth toddler. To the nice woman in my neighborhood wearing a niqab, I'm sorry that my daughter asked me if you are a ghost. We talked about it. I hope you're having a good day. To the woman at the bus stop, I'm sorry that my daughter loudly asked me why your boobs are so big. We talked about how we shouldn't comment on people's bodies unless it's a nice thing about their face or hair. To the entire Korean community, I'm sorry for the made-up language that my daughter uses when she's singing along to the Korean sections of K-pop Demon Hunters. For what it's worth, her English diction is also not that great. And finally, I'd like to apologize to the man who was next to us in a bathroom stall. I'm sorry that my toddler told you to say, excuse me, after you farted. It was nice of you to obey her, but you didn't have to do that. I really appreciate everybody dealing with kids as they navigate the world for the first time.
Dude, we had a kid.
Apologizing for some of the inappropriate things said by my loud.
We're kind of a front porch family, so the kids have really enjoyed saying hi to everyone. It's like fun. I love it. People are always so nice. They say hi back. This one guy walks by. And you know, he's a little effeminate. He's walking by. Right. Mm-hmm. And you know, Thomas, Eva, hi. And he kind of looks really nice. He's like, and he does a really nice, he goes, hi. You know, this, you tell, little younger guy, young man. Hi. He says hi like that. Right. Hi. And he keeps walking. Thomas goes, are you a mommy? And dude, I pride myself. I'm the king of like, I feel like my life, what I've done last decade, impossible to embarrass me, impossible for you to get flustered. Like I've experienced it all. I got red hot. I was like, oh, and credits to the guy. He goes, he laughed. He goes, not yet.
Yeah.
And then he kept walking and he put in his headphone, probably like, listen to Hairspray or something. I didn't need to say that. And
what?
Then and talk and you do the thing as a parent where you're like yelling to make sure the stranger hears it. You're like, why would you say that, Tom? Why would you call that man a mommy? To make sure he knows we're like, we're not coaching him up to do this. And it's just amazing that young we were. I genuinely was like, Thomas, why'd you?
And within first, seconds he just said like, yeah, it wasn't, I mean, it was
like, do it. Say hi. Say hi, really. Hi.
Hi.
Your mommy? It's that fast. And so we're trying to get to the bottom of it. I'm like, Thomas, why'd you say that to that boy, right? You know, it's a boy, right? He's like, yeah, it's a boy, but he talks like a mommy. I go, oh my. I go, well, Thomas, boys aren't mom, you know.
It was.
And then a man walked by yesterday. You weren't out there. Hi, yeah. Hi. He looked to be, you know, 50 plus. Uh-huh. Thomas goes, are you a papa? And the guy, luckily, he laughed. He's like, I am a papa. And you know, to me, it was a far away enough away. You're like, I hope he doesn't. Some 44-year-old. He's like, are you a grandpa? You know, it's like, when's it going to backfire?
I mean, dude, it is pretty. He's being very bold. Even this wasn't like, you know, offensive or anything, but yeah, we were just on a walk and there was a woman in her garage that we don't know. And Thomas just yells, hey, what are you doing? Like, why? You are really, really confident here.
Oh man, that one. Yeah. That one got me embarrassed. I felt bad. I'm like, dude, I hope that guy's like out and proud and or whatever.
I don't think he was bothered. I don't think the guy was bothered by it at all. I think he thought it was funny, and I could tell that by his like response and reaction. So it honestly, Thomas shouldn't be yelling that, but like I wasn't like mortified because I felt like he thought it was kind of people. Funny.
Yeah. Thomas outed another one this month.
We went to Target yesterday, and right in front of us, a mom and daughter in full burqa.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God, I haven't explained this to my kids. They're just staring. I'm like, hey guys, let's
dude, I've got to talk about, they didn't say anything.
No, they didn't say anything, but my heart was pouncing. Like, yes, don't.
What are they going to say? What are they going to say? We went to ice cream, you know, kind of a patio situation. They're playing, Thomas is playing. And this guy walked by who just kind of looked a little funny. He had like kind of a bad haircut and was heavy set and had on kind of like a goofy outfit. And he also had like a limp. Mm, and he crossed. Yeah. Thomas stopped playing and just stared at this man and followed him. And I was like, I was prepared to like scream if he started speaking. Like, this is not it! And he just followed him. Thomas looked at me and I was giving him a look like, and the guy limped off, walked off. And then Thomas just looked at me and goes, silly guy.
Yeah.
Like quiet enough where he didn't hear it. I was just like, oh, dude, I was prepared for like, why is he walking like that? I mean, I didn't know what. He's at that age. It's gonna. We're gonna have We've got to prepare ourselves.
Especially
he's going to do something really bad.
He's going to be that confident to talk to people. Yeah. We need to really make sure.
Dude, it's
sure.
like, yeah, it's like any taller, any parent of a toddler. You see anyone with like a deformity anywhere, you're like, we have to leave immediately. Or like, be close enough to cover his mouth.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, dude. Are you oh, that one. How much? Wait.
55.
Okay, Katie, let's show. Katie had a clip for us. Katie on social media, she sent a clip. The first one? Pull up the first one, Derek.
Yeah.
You forgot?
I did already forget.
Think about, what do you think our boy, baby Miles, is doing up there? Our trusted nanny's probably just left him somewhere.
No, that's not. No.
What's it like being a mom? Because you love him so much. You never want to. This week, I was.
He was.
What'd you. You laughed. I offered you. I go, what did I offer you this week?
I don't know.
And you scoffed at me. Really?
I really
don't. I go, would you be, you and Miles could get a hotel room one night?
Oh, yeah. I was like, what? I don't really.
I don't know. You're too good of a mom. I'm trying to find anything fun or like relaxing for you at all. It's just not possible, I guess.
I know. I'm just not. It's just not where I'm at right now.
It's because I want to do stuff. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know
that. I'm trying to build up your points so I can cash in.
I am well aware.
Because here's another thing. Juicebox Jury, we have a shoot a couple of days that we just booked. Pat Monahan's coming on, lead singer of Train, because they're performing in Kansas City. Now, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, there stands a reason. Maybe we meet, we do the shoot together. Maybe he's a nice guy. Maybe we hit it off. He goes, Trey, I want you VIP at Front Row tonight. Mm-hmm. What happens? We both go?
That's this
You wouldn't go.
On Wednesday
night.
I bring.
Maybe yeah. I take one of the neighbor guys. I knock on the door. I go, do you want to see Pat Monahan and Train Front Row tonight?
I think.
Give me a kiss.
Yeah, I think going to a concert with a person you don't really know is very awkward.
The guy goes, are you a mommy? Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll talk about it, obviously.
Okay, I saw this and I don't know what's happening.
It says, I fear I'm in the wrong line of work.
What?
Wait, what? Oh, it's a woman for our audio listeners. A tiny dog is
it's
bouncing
like,
and climbing all over a woman.
It's like a dog show, but she's part of it. Like she's like,
oh,
like she's
it's like the Bedminster dog show, but she's in the routine.
Yes. And she has on this like tight, shiny outfit.
Oh, the dog's hiding in shame. He goes, don't.
The initial pose is very weird.
She's doing doggy. That was poetic. It was beautiful.
I don't know what that was. I don't know what we just saw, but
this is what's on your algorithm, huh?
Yeah, I was concerned.
That woman
honestly.
Looked like you.
This is what Katie thinks every dog owner is like.
It is.
You know what? I'm starting to see. I'm hopeful. I saw something pop up in my algorithm of a woman kind of going off. Like, when do we start treating dogs like human children? Like, or one of these dogs that's out of control. It's very viral. A lot of people commenting. Thank you.
Oh.
I think the minority like you who was quieted and meant to be sounded like monsters, they're rising up to be like, let's bring back dogs being outside. Because that's, so many people think I hate dogs. I love dogs. And I can tell you don't believe me right now. I love a dog. I love it when it's outdoors and it's mm-hmm. playing outside. We go outside, we play with the dog. I go inside, the dog, I don't, bye dog. Mm-hmm. I love that. And I guess that so many people hear that, they go, this guy doesn't love dogs. That is what a dog should be.
Yeah.
I don't need a dog on a couch next to me. I don't need that because then there's dog hair on the couch. And I. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, if these people that are rising up need a leader, just let me know. Mm-hmm. I can do that.
Proud of you.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Let's get a new segment alert, new game. This viral Instagram this, Derek. Just look up on Instagram like it's like a, I don't know what you look up. I've been enjoying this girl. She's been posting like, how much soul do you have?
Soul?
How much soul? It's like a black woman interviewing people basically like, how black are you? Mm. How much do you know? Oh yeah, Soul School. Soul School. Shout out Soul School. So she's just interviewing white people like how, so I thought, honestly, Katie, you an Atlanta girl, ATL. Oh, wait, soul school. What? I'm going to put you through Anglo-Saxon school.
Okay.
Here in a second, okay?
Okay.
It's good.
All the time.
Let's see if Katie knows these.
If pause I say it. To you, when you're cooking, girl, you put your foot in that.
Pause. What does that mean? Yeah, you don't know. All right, let's do one more.
What is?
That means it tastes good.
I like how this woman's kind of putting
it a little darker than I look.
I brought you in this world.
And I can take you out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We're all saying that. Come on. Oh, give me one more. One more.
Who is Mama Nim?
Mama Nim.
Mama Nim.
Mama Nim.
Mom and them. I don't know.
You're very white. All right, good. This is going to be perfect. You're going to kill Anglo-Saxons.
Yeah.
That means mom and her like sisters or something. Okay. Welcome to Anglo-Saxon school. What's your name?
Katie.
Ding, 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 ding.
Pretty perfect.
What's the spiciest food you can comfortably eat, Katie?
A nice medium level of Thai food.
That's a very wide answer, just in the whole thing.
Oh,
great job. Mm-hmm. Name three Taylor Swift songs.
Lover. I know a lot
Come
of songs,
on, Whitey.
But I can't. Paper Rings and...
These are crazy pulls.
I know.
I mean, yeah, this is...
I can't think of any of the popular ones.
What are you listening? I don't even know what these are. When you listen to this,
I'm just thinking of one album and I can picture the names written, so that's why I'm saying them. But I
just a few more seconds on the Grandfather
and
Club.
Juliet.
Nice, yeah, I think that works. What's your go-to order at a Mexican restaurant?
Fish tacos.
What's the most expensive cooler brand you can name?
What is it? I can picture it.
Yeti.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. Yeah. Hey, maybe you're not all that white. What do you call your grandparents?
I called my grandparents...
You Grandma? Don't even know this? We're having to pull this? This should be an easy one. What do you call your grandparents?
I just called them grandma and grandpa or granddad or grand. I just kind of call them any of those names.
Okay. That's a separate issue. We'll keep going. What song gets you on the dance floor at a wedding? What's that song? You go, uh-oh.
Mm.
Katie's about to...
Probably some sort shimmy. Of... Some sort of like rap song, honestly.
Oh, throws for a loop there.
Yeah.
And the rapper is?
I don't know.
No, oh, sure. Perfect answer.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is your go-to salad dressing?
Some sort of vinaigrette.
Okay. What do you bring to a neighborhood barbecue? What would you bring?
Probably in this phase of life, mac and cheese.
Okay. Oh, for children, not for adults.
Like well, everyone could eat it, but...
What's your favorite vacation destination in Florida? Okay, a little faster with the answers.
30A.
Thank you. What is your favorite farmer's market purchase? When you go to the farmer's market, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for tomatoes.
Tomatoes? How do you eat your tomatoes?
On bread? Or with...
Well, on what bread?
Recently,
white
I've
bread.
Been on your homemade bread.
Homemade what?
Sourdough.
Oh my gosh, you are killing this. What's your favorite chain restaurant?
Just opened here, Flower Child.
Oh my gosh.
And what's the first store you visit when you need something for the house?
Target.
Hmm.
How'd I do?
I think you nailed it. I'm going to give you 10 out of 10. I'm going to give you 10 out of 10 Crocs.
Oh, thanks. I don't own those, but.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Great game. How are we feeling? You go back to your baby or you freaking out?
I'm somewhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, great.
I was thinking about this recently, and I don't know if we ever talked about this. We were talking about me like crying earlier and stuff. And I thought, have you ever cried in a movie?
I do. Yeah, I have before. I think when
Cool Runnings.
What happened in Cool Runnings?
When they crash at the end.
Oh,
the Jamaican bobsled team. It.
Yeah, that's pretty special. When G Baby dies in Hardball. If you know, you know.
Was that like the first time you ever cried in a movie?
Maybe. Mm. That was tough.
I don't
cry now. I'm just like, this isn't real.
Yeah.
Did I recently get moved by one? I don't know.
I feel like you
Project
did.
Hail Mary is what you're thinking of.
I haven't watched that yet.
Yeah. Oh, it's I'll cry. So good.
Let's see if I'll cry.
I love that movie.
I can't. Let's watch it tonight. Yeah. What if you and I
do it?
Didn't talk at all. Do you like where I'm going with this?
Uh-huh.
And we put on Project Hail Mary and we turn up loud enough where we could hear it over the pumping noise.
Oh, yeah.
How does that sound?
That might work. I tried to read that
book. Open a bottle
of
wine? I tried so hard to make our lives a little fun. A bottle of wine, you know.
Yes.
Cookies, though.
I've
cookies.
Been really devouring the
Oh,
cookies.
I got after, though. You guys know I've been locked in. I've been doing my diets, but I go a cheat meal and I deep fried a bunch of stuff. Fun.
He did.
I've deep fried stuff once ever, but it's pretty cool and easy.
It was really
good. You just boil a bunch of oil and dip stuff in it. It comes out delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good. Yeah, he did some cod, some french fries, some okra. It was good.
Okay. Project Hail Mary. We'll see if I cry. Why'd you ask me that?
Because I was thinking about crying and I thought about when was the first movie I ever cried in because... I don't know. I was just thinking about having a lot of kids and this and that. And I remembered the first movie that I ever cried in was Cheaper by the Dozen.
Mm.
Which.
Well, how did that tug on your heartstrings?
Because.
There's so many of them.
First of all, I want to watch that again. But it's because the little boy in the movie who was like ran away from home.
FedEx.
FedEx. Mm-hmm. My brother looked identical to him when they were little. I mean, they could have been twins. They looked so similar. And I was young
enough.
Just
the redhead?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I was, and he liked frogs and stuff like that too. And I was young enough when
that
came out.
Were you sad because there's another boy out there that looks like that? You've never seen a boy like that. I thought we had a special one of one, this freak with the red hair, but there's more.
I thought that my brother felt that way because he was the only one with red hair. So I was young enough to like not fully like, but I finished watching the movie and thought like, oh my gosh, my brother doesn't think he belongs in my family. And I started crying.
What? Did you run in his room? Your redheaded brother sitting there. You're like, do you think you don't belong in this family because you freak hair? He's like, well, not now. I kind of do. Yeah. Yeah.
He for sure did not notice. And then of course, after we watched that, my other brothers then proceeded to call him FedEx.
Yes, dude. Boys rule. Your sister runs in. You're not like FedEx. They go, yeah, that's his name now.
So. Yeah.
Guys rule.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. No, I did think of I watched this documentary about Derek. Look up. It was an HBO documentary about a kid with progeria, the disease. Sam.
I don't know what that is.
And it was a documentary about his life. It's a very rare illness that you just look odd. And it's something like you can't grow right. And your longevity is limited to like in your 20s or something. It's really sad. But your mind is perfectly fine. So you're like, he was excelling in school and all this. And it just kind of followed his life and story. And he was like this popular, cute, little deformed guy who made good grades. And he was articulate and had some really good thoughts on what his life was like. And then... You know, he obviously doesn't live very long. And I watched it by myself. I want to say in college or like fresh out of college. It's like, this looks interesting. More from the angle of, I didn't think it'd be sad at all. I was like, oh, this is fascinating. I've never seen anything like this. And it devastated me. So yeah, that's fine.
Wow.
But that's me though. If it's real, then I.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I could fall apart. But the fiction, I go, well, this isn't real. So.
All right, that makes sense. I get that.
And the FedEx stuff. I mean, I would, if our kid has that red of hair, I mean.
You're going to call your own child FedEx?
Here. What's up, FedEx? That's what that movie didn't realize it did, too. It had a whole generation of redheads getting called FedEx at school.
Yeah, I know.
You want to run away like FedEx?
Yeah.
Wow, that's very sweet of you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rectis, appreciate y'all. Oh, we got to get Katie back to her children. Mm-hmm. Thank you for giving us some of your time. Love you.
Love you.
Kiss.
No.
Okay. We'll see you next week, guys. Peace. Direct opinion.